$100 billion of Chinese imports Fridays, up from 10% to 25%. Economist Diane Swonk says she's concerned that President Trump's latest tariff hike on Chinese goods could trigger a tit-for-tat response with Beijing.
Going to go into a whole category of goods that we buy when we go to the big box discounters, could go into clothing. Literally everything we buy that's like any kind of a good, most of it comes from China these days, and so you will see that impacted. And the other issue is how it has ripple effects on the prices of other goods coming in from other parts of the world.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang said Beijing hopes that the U.S. will meet them halfway in resolving the dispute. The three new missiles North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has tested over the past week are familiar to military experts. They look like a controversial and widely copied missile the Russian military has deployed to Syria and has been actively trying to sell abroad for years. VOA's Bill Gallo reports analysts are watching the launches closely.
Some analysts have said that if the North returns to testing the kind of longer-range banned ballistic weapons that it fired in unusually large numbers in 2017, it may signal that a frustrated North Korea is turning away from diplomacy.
That was VOA's Seoul Bureau Chief Bill Gallo. The United Nations Children's Fund said a regional militia aligned with Nigerian government forces freed on Friday almost 900 children it had used in a war against Islamist Boko Haram insurgents. According to UNICEF, the move brought the total number of children freed to more than 1,700. UNICEF says the non-state armed groups embroiled in the decade-long conflict against Boko Haram recruited more than 3,500 children between 2013 and 2017. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning it may not be possible to contain Ebola to the two affected provinces in